So we're all aware of the Association of Surgeons guidelines for the management of screen-detected DCIS, and the majority of these, other than the guidance on margins, has either an indirect or a direct influence on what we do to the axilla. So if we go down the list, lesions larger than 40 millimetres should normally be treated by mastectomy, and that has an influence on whether we carry out some form of surgical axillary staging. And a sentinel lymph node biopsy or a four-node sampling where that's not available is recommended in those patients. But for patients undergoing treatment with breast-conserving surgery, we do not recommend routine surgical assessment of the axilla unless the MDT considers there's a high risk of occult invasive disease. And certainly axillary clearance is contraindicated in patients with a non-operative diagnosis of DCIS alone. And finally, a little plug, all screening units are encouraged to submit their data to the Sloan Project, which, as you're aware, is the largest audit of screen-detected DCIS in the world.